AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The commander of U.S. Northern Command, General Glenn Van Herk, didn't give any details, but said the U.S. took maximum precautions to prevent a Chinese balloon from collecting information as it crossed the country.
I was in close coordination with the commander of United States Strategic Command, and we provided counterintelligence messages out of our intelligence shop across the entire Department of Defense and the interagency so that we could take maximum protective measures while the balloon transited across the United States.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says a lot was learned from this balloon.
It will give us a lot more clarity, not only on the capabilities that these balloons have, but what China's trying to do with them.
China, meantime, accused the U.S. of indiscriminate use of force when the American military shot down the balloon. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the U.S. is ready to help Turkey recover from a devastating earthquake.
We anticipate the president and President Erdogan will have an opportunity to speak very soon, and we will certainly have a readout when that conversation occurs.
More than 3,400 people have been killed. A massive effort is underway in Syria and Turkey to try to rescue people from collapsed buildings. A police officer in western Pennsylvania has been shot and killed, another officer seriously wounded while responding to a domestic situation. A rancher who lives near Arizona's border with Mexico is being held on a charge of first-degree murder in the fatal shooting of a man tentatively identified as a Mexican citizen. Authorities plan to release toxic chemicals into the air from 5 derailed tanker cars that were in danger of exploding, telling residents near the Ohio-Pennsylvania state line to leave immediately or face the possibility of death. The Dow finished down 34 points. This is AP News. A nursing home on Long Island pronounced a patient dead. She was alive.
Officials say an 82-year-old woman was pronounced dead at Water's Edge Rehab and Nursing Center in Port Jefferson, but found to be breathing 3 hours later at the funeral home where she'd been taken. She was sent to the hospital. Authorities are investigating. This happened Saturday, days after the Glen Oaks Alzheimer's Care Center in Iowa was fined $10,000 over a similar incident where a 66-year-old woman was put in a body bag and taken to a crematory. But workers there found her breathing. She was returned to hospice care where she died January 5th. Julie Walker, New York.
The future of the city manager in Austin, Texas is in jeopardy as frustration boiled over power outages that have left thousands of people without electricity in the Texas capital for nearly a week and could drag on for days longer, and more storms are moving in. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.